Вариант 18. Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы два раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Get out of the car. You have just driven through a red traffic light. What reason or excuse can you give?
My friend has a terrible stomach ache. I have to take him to hospital as fast as possible.
I understand. Show me your driving license.
I was in a hurry. I forgot it at home.
Then I'll have to drive you to the police station.
How about my friend? Look, he's in pain.
I'll call an ambulance for him.
Dialogue B.
So you shouldn't drink or eat for 2 hours.
All right, but what should I do if I feel pain again?
Here is a prescription. Take no more than 2 of these tablets per day.
When can I start brushing my teeth?
Tomorrow. And please, change your toothpaste and buy a new soft toothbrush.
Oh, yes. I see.
Dialogue C.
It's so hot in the street. Lots of traffic jams. I'm so tired.
Sit down in your favorite armchair and I'll make you some tea.
Let it be iced tea with lemon.
Okay. And what would you like for supper?
Nothing special. Besides, we have cold meat in the fridge.
Then I'll cut some vegetables for salad.
That will be fine.
Dialogue D.
I've never been here before. What a nice place.
I often come here. The kitchen is simple but tasty.
I see. What would you recommend then?
Try grilled fish. It's very tender.
And what would you eat?
I'm not hungry, so I'll take a small shrimp salad.
I'll take one too.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Get out of the car. You have just driven through a red traffic light. What reason or excuse can you give?
My friend has a terrible stomach ache. I have to take him to hospital as fast as possible.
I understand. Show me your driving license.
I was in a hurry. I forgot it at home.
Then I'll have to drive you to the police station.
How about my friend? Look, he's in pain.
I'll call an ambulance for him.
Dialogue B.
So you shouldn't drink or eat for 2 hours.
All right, but what should I do if I feel pain again?
Here is a prescription. Take no more than 2 of these tablets per day.
When can I start brushing my teeth?
Tomorrow. And please, change your toothpaste and buy a new soft toothbrush.
Oh, yes. I see.
Dialogue C.
It's so hot in the street. Lots of traffic jams. I'm so tired.
Sit down in your favourite armchair and I'll make you some tea.
Let it be iced tea with lemon.
Okay, and what would you like for supper?
Nothing special. Besides, we have cold meat in the fridge.
Then I'll cut some vegetables for salad.
That will be fine.
Dialogue D.
I've never been here before. What a nice place.
I often come here. The kitchen is simple but tasty.
I see. What would you recommend then?
Try grilled fish. It's very tender.
And what would you eat?
I'm not hungry, so I'll take a small shrimp salad.
I'll take one too.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A.
I am really not a sporty person. I have never enjoyed playing, watching, or even reading about sports. At school, physical education is my least favourite subject, and I always try to invent an excuse to avoid it. Nevertheless, I am aware that exercise is very important. I have always liked walking, for example, and I sometimes go out for a bike ride with friends. For me, sport is not so important. What is important is doing some exercise and keeping fit.
B.
Last winter I decided to join a gym. One of my friends also joined up, and so we started going together once a week. Then we decided to try a few more classes, and we now go about 4 times per week. Not only are these classes good for my fitness level, but I have found that they often give me a reason to get outside of the house. I always leave the class feeling happy, worked and motivated, which I think is a great feeling. So, if you're feeling a little unhealthy, lazy, bored, or a bit sad, I would definitely recommend trying a fitness class.
C.
Every time before the football match I start feeling extremely nervous. So I decided to work out a strategy to fight this. That's my advice to everybody having the same problem. Have a good breakfast. Listen to your favourite music and focus on things that have gone well in training. Be positive. Once you are in the right mood, it is important to focus on the warm-up. I think the warm-up is the perfect time to concentrate on the game ahead. Never panic. We are all individuals and have different ways to combat the nerves. Just work out which technique helps you the most.
D.
I love running because although it is much slower than cycling, it allows you to really see everything around you. I'm not a very fast runner, but I always make sure I enjoy every run I go on. And what is more, I have made so many friends through running. Sometimes I take part in running races organized for charity. It helps me with my training because it motivates me, especially in winter, when it is cold and dark. I don't always want to go out for a run, but knowing that I am supporting a good cause always helps me.
E.
I've been running for as long as I can remember, as both of my parents run, and they encouraged me to join them from an early age. I started by doing short jogs around the area I live in, just a 10-minute run or something like that. Then I became more confident and tried to increase either the distance I was covering or the speed at which I was doing it. Now I enjoy running every morning before my studies, and it gives me the energy necessary for the day.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. A.
I am really not a sporty person. I have never enjoyed playing, watching, or even reading about sports. At school, physical education is my least favourite subject, and I always try to invent an excuse to avoid it. Nevertheless, I am aware that exercise is very important. I have always liked walking, for example, and I sometimes go out for a bike ride with friends. For me, sport is not so important. What is important is doing some exercise and keeping fit.
B.
Last winter I decided to join a gym. One of my friends also joined up, and so we started going together once a week. Then we decided to try a few more classes, and we now go about 4 times per week. Not only are these classes good for my fitness level, but I have found that they often give me a reason to get outside of the house. I always leave the class feeling happy, worked and motivated, which I think is a great feeling. So, if you're feeling a little unhealthy, lazy, bored or a bit sad, I would definitely recommend trying a fitness class.
C.
Every time before the football match I start feeling extremely nervous. So I decided to work out a strategy to fight this. That's my advice to everybody having the same problem. Have a good breakfast. Listen to your favourite music and focus on things that have gone well in training. Be positive. Once you are in the right mood, it is important to focus on the warm-up. I think the warm-up is the perfect time to concentrate on the game ahead. Never panic. We are all individuals and have different ways to combat the nerves. Just work out which technique helps you the most.
D.
I love running because although it is much slower than cycling, it allows you to really see everything around you. I'm not a very fast runner, but I always make sure I enjoy every run I go on. And what is more, I have made so many friends through running. Sometimes I take part in running races organized for charity. It helps me with my training because it motivates me, especially in winter, when it is cold and dark. I don't always want to go out for a run, but knowing that I am supporting a good cause always helps me.
E.
I've been running for as long as I can remember, as both of my parents run, and they encouraged me to join them from an early age. I started by doing short jogs around the area I live in. Just a 10-minute run or something like that. Then I became more confident and tried to increase either the distance I was covering or the speed at which I was doing it. Now I enjoy running every morning before my studies, and it gives me the energy necessary for the day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3, 8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3, 8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Bob. Come in.
Hi, Nancy. Your house looks quite different from what I saw last time.
Yes, I've redecorated practically all the rooms. To tell the truth, I've tried to give them a warm and cozy feel and used richer and warmer paint colors. Do you like the hall? You know, pink is my favorite color.
As far as I remember, last time it was orange. This colour seemed to be too wild and energetic for me. Your pink hall looks much better now, though I prefer bluish colours. They have a nice airy feel.
I decided to use blue for my living room. It's the southern side, and when it's hot in summer, the room seems a bit cooler.
You have prepared for designing work, haven't you? You know exactly what effect you'd like each room to have. Did you read magazines? Or maybe you attended designing courses?
In fact, I didn't need to. My aunt is a designer, so she helped me a lot. I followed everything she told me.
Have you painted upstairs?
Yes, my bedroom furniture is pink, so I used purple for the walls. I also listened to my aunt's recommendation and hung a mirror on the wall opposite the window. Now it can reflect light into the space. By the way, the bathroom was the same orange color as the hall. This time, I chose white to make it look larger.
Well, I think you've worked really hard. What about the kitchen?
I've got a new wooden floor there, so I chose a very light brown for the walls.
It really makes it stylish.
I'm glad you appreciated my efforts.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
Hello, Bob. Come in.
Hi, Nancy. Your house looks quite different from what I saw last time.
Yes, I've redecorated practically all the rooms. To tell the truth, I've tried to give them a warm and cozy feel and used richer and warmer paint colors. Do you like the hall? You know, pink is my favorite color.
As far as I remember, last time it was orange. This colour seemed to be too wild and energetic for me. Your pink hall looks much better now, though I prefer bluish colours. They have a nice airy feel.
I decided to use blue for my living room. It's the southern side, and when it's hot in summer, the room seems a bit cooler.
You have prepared for designing work, haven't you? You know exactly what effect you'd like each room to have. Did you read magazines? Or maybe you attended designing courses?
In fact, I didn't need to. My aunt is a designer, so she helped me a lot. I followed everything she told me.
Have you painted upstairs?
Yes, my bedroom furniture is pink, so I used purple for the walls. I also listened to my aunt's recommendation and hung a mirror on the wall opposite the window. Now it can reflect light into the space. By the way, The bathroom was the same orange color as the hall. This time, I chose white to make it look larger.
Well, I think you've worked really hard. What about the kitchen?
I've got a new wooden floor there, so I chose a very light brown for the walls.
It really makes it stylish.
I'm glad you appreciated my efforts.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.